Good evening. Welcome to the August 16th, 2023 Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting. We'll begin tonight. Scott, can you give us an establishment of quorum, please?
Corey Robuck.
Here.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
And Rick Caudill.
Here.
All right. And Scott, can you give us the explanation of the public hearing procedures and presentation of exhibits and the governance statutes, please?
So I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the August 16th, 2023 Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held for each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations into evidence Exhibit A, staff report for each case Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for each case Exhibit C, the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all cases be heard at this public hearing. Staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet before addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Your governing statutes are as follows. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination by an administrative official in the enforcement accounting zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardship, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
All right. Thank you, Scott. And before we begin tonight, we'll do a review and action. Board, have you had an opportunity to review the July 19th, 2023 meeting minutes? And if so, do we have a motion on those minutes?
I'd second that.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Oppose? All right. All right. And if you plan to speak tonight, if you don't mind, to stand and raise your right hand, we'll swear you in. All right. Do you promise to do the best of your ability to tell the truth tonight?
I do.
All right. And we will begin tonight with 23-005, seeking a variance. Scott?
Let me turn my phone off. There we go. Case number 23-002A.
005B.
Yeah, my pages are mixed up. 5B. Raven Resources Corporation is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 18.050, the C1 Neighborhood Commercial District Bulk and Intensity of use restrictions, which are the setbacks of the Taney County zoning regulations. The applicant seeking a 20-foot front property line setback, which is 30 feet less than the required 50 feet, allowing the applicant to construct a new building and add overhangs to the existing buildings. So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 23005B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One is approval of the front setback of 20 feet, allowing for construction of building number 3 and overhangs on buildings 1 and 2, all 20 feet from the front property line. Two is Taney County Planning building permits shall be required. Three is compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. So looking at the screen, if you take 160 to the west from Forsyth, and this is the big horseshoe bend curve, property actually goes from the top of 160 and the bottom of it's on the west side is 160. So here's just an overhead sketch drawing, and I think all this was in your packet. If you see here, they're wanting to add some awnings to the front of these two existing buildings. This one's under reconstruction, and then the potential number 3 new building. And then here's a good rendering of their plan. At that, I would turn it over to the applicant representative.
Resources. So building 2, I believe the request is for 5 foot of overhang. There was an existing building there in which we kept the same footprint that was there, and then we intend to build a two-story building, and the 5 foot will be encroaching upon the existing variance that was there. Is that correct, Scott?
That's an old enough building that it didn't have a variance. If you look over here, that little building to the left is a new structure that actually received a variance, and I think that variance number and that actual variance is in your packet.
Yes, and we're coming 4 feet, I think, across on building. So from left to right, it's building 1, 2, and 3. And where building 3 will be placed, there's an existing pad site there where a mobile home was there. And so what we're trying to do is utilize all the existing infrastructure that was already in place on the property and not move anything, keep the sewer and septic lines, everything, the power, the water lines, everything as it was. Just trying to utilize that. And then as you can see as well on the back side, there's a considerable amount of slope. So it's very difficult to go back and behind, plus where building 3 is proposed. There's an overhead power line, White River line, that comes in. And so we have to stay at least 5 feet, I believe, according to Mr. Frazier, White River, off of that. So we're trying to optimize as much as we can where all the existing buildings were. Any other questions? Anything else?
Scott, is this in line with the neighbors on either side? It looks like they're non-conforming, so they're roughly the same.
I had taken some pictures, but I'm having trouble with my photo app, and I can't find them from the camera.
I will say the property to the north is under contract. We are purchasing that property. It should close next week.
I went out there this morning and looked at the property. It is. Everything around that whole corner is about the same. And it's over buildings, so there is no, the one building is the only variance, I'll bet, in that area.
The problem is where these buildings set's okay, but right behind those, it just cliffs off.
There's no way to really back them up and still retain use of the sewer system and everything there. I didn't really see where the mobile set as far as the pad, but.
Right here, see my hand?
Yeah, right there.
Right there.
And then there was a large porch and ADA accessible.
Do your neighbors use your driveway to get in and out? How do they get out?
They have been.
correct. But we're buying that property to the north.
Okay.
Yes.
A little feedback or something.
I did got it turned up. It says right over here, do not touch. I'm afraid of it.
What are you going to do there?
We intend to use it for storage as well as adding maybe two or three offices to the
upstairs. What kind of parking are you going to be requiring there?
Well, that's one of the considerations is we're not going to have like a retail location or anything like that. So predominantly there's going to be an area between building 3 and building 2 in which there would be access to park there. The bottom portion of building 2 is going to be a garage area. The CEO of Raven, his brother and father have a presence in Taney County, and they have a ministry, and we've dedicated building 1 to allow them to store some of their items that they donate. It's a clothing ministry, and so we're going to allow them an opportunity to store in building 1.
But no retail.
We have no intention of doing any retail. As a matter of fact, the bottom of building 2 will be garage doors. And there will be a stair access to the upstairs. We'll probably put 2 or 3 offices in there just to have. We have other interest in Taney County, in the Branson-Hollister area. And just a place for us to meet if we need to.
So is the pre-existing pad, is it already 25 by 50?
The pre-existing pad?
Yeah.
It's wider than that, and the footprint was probably wider than that when the trailer, and then there was a covered porch in front. But what we were looking at was trying to be mindful of the setback and allow some room there, and then keeping it at that level point. And then there's already utility access for the sewer, water, and power there underground. That's all stubbed up. So we actually constricted it from what was actually
this new
what was
pad
there.
Is there in existence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This one is not.
Yeah.
There's the 2015 aerial showing that.
Yeah.
The mobile there.
The old mobile that's.
Gotcha.
As you see where the ramp comes all the way out to.
And that's even before they constructed this building.
And what's the intention for the home that's under contract now?
We'll clean it up and utilize it. Probably a key employee will live there eventually. No
footprint stayed the same for it.
Yeah. No, it's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath. We'll either my second job. Well, my first job's my daughter taking care of her, but. I'm also a realtor, and Alan Bergstresser, BF Realty, his grandson is actually looking for a place to live, so we may discuss with him giving him an opportunity to live there and just kind of keep an eye on things for us. Yeah.
And is that potential 5-foot overhang part of the requested variance?
It is, yes. Okay. Actually, it in building 3 and then the overhang on building 1.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that'll be a cantilevered overhang?
Yes. True.
What is the distance between the front edge of the house or the current overhang to the to 160?
Say about what, 45? We're going to remember these lines. Do you want it from the road surface?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where the traffic is going to be.
26 feet according to that.
How close is it to the traffic?
To the road itself?
Yeah.
It's going to be about 50 feet.
Yep, 47 feet, 46.
Yeah, 50 feet. Yeah.
That's actually an area that vision would not be obstructed in any way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.